park and direct, actually, so. Anyways. We shall wait, I'm not sure if he's late or delayed or whatever, so. I'm gonna start something up now, don't have much time anyway.
Maybe,
Sure, okay.
little problem with.
About to start, so, let's see. Okay, welcome again today, functional design phase. I think over the minutes of last meeting, okay, that was just to get to know each other and have a little thoughts on what your vision is on this project, so. Put the minutes on the, I made on the, the project chair, so if you wanna review them, they're there. I will do so after every meeting. So if you have some information, we'll take back, find it there. Anyways, today free presentation for any one of you. After that, I got some new project requirements from project board, so I'm gonna go over those later. But I wanna start with the stuff you did first, so we can see what everybody came up with. And after that, we can have new requirements and share some thoughts, so. Want to go first?
Sure.
Take it.
There was a little problem with my computer, so not the whole presentation.
Anyway, see what you have.
Yeah. Okay. I want to open the my. Oh no.
You should close it in your own notebook.
Yes, the functional requirements, it's very important for the user who wants to, the method we use, it's not the start because it went wrong, but the method we use, we tested it with 100 men, and we asked them to what the remote feel like and what's important.
Is it people or men?
People, sorry.
Okay.
Both women.
Not only men.
Yeah. Okay. The findings, 75% of the users find most remote controls ugly.
That's pretty shocking.
So
yeah.
We have to do something about that.
Yeah, most they want to spend money for a better system, for better remote control. So we can do a little nice things with it, and the use, yeah, the use set a lot. So that's the most important things. Oh yeah, not all is it on my PowerPoint presentation. But, the relevant buttons are the power, the channel selection, and the volume selection. It's the most basic buttons the user wants to use, and less important is teletext. They use it, but it's not very important. On a scale of 0 to 10, they 6.5. But not important is the channel selection.
That's a little weird.
Which channel?
No. That's very important. But not so important is audio settings, display settings, and new preferences. B to find your control. That was okay in the test. The most people find it irritating when they cannot find their remote control. So I think it's B to sound it and you can find it. And another thing they want was speech recognition. So they can say what they want, or let's go to channel one, that's a kind of things. And they want maybe an LCD screen to look at what's on every channel.
Or have a little preview on the remote control.
Yeah.
Preview what's on the channel.
Is that manageable? sound pretty expensive to me.
It sounds too, it's possible, but I think it's expensive to continue.
Yeah. My personal preference is in Button for my favorite channel, so I can so I can set to my quick to my favorite channel what I so the remote must see or must see what my preferences are for which
okay,
channel, so I can
show it just
set
remembers the channel that you're on most, for example.
What?
You want it to be programmed, for example,
yeah.
Program, or you want it to recognize your favorite channel.
Recognize.
So you spend 20 minutes each day on that channel,
yeah.
So it recognizes your favorite channel.
Yeah, that's what my personal preference.
Okay, so it's it doesn't it recognize itself, you don't have to set
no.
it? Okay.
So maybe it's easier to set it, but
okay.
Now it's manageable. We will see. It's a little bit, it's the end of it. It's
okay.
A little bit, I lost it to few little requests, so.
No problem, it's okay. Yeah, go ahead.
So, some technical functions. Basically, I have some issues which you discussed earlier.
Yeah.
Let's just start with the method. Sounds really easy. What does the user do? What does the remote control do? But there are quite some issues. So the things I'm going to concentrate on are the user aspects, because the technical aspect, that's pretty much covered. We can do that. What goes wrong with the user? Gets the remote control. Where is the remote control? We've all had it once. I want to watch some television. Where's the remote control? That was one of your ideas which you posted.
Yeah.
In the network folder. Really good idea. These are just the issues. I come to some personal experience findings, possible solutions later. Searches for the button. There are many buttons on a remote control which are not there. So either we lose those or we try to make it a little bit more clear. Also, symbols tend to fade after a while. There's nothing more annoying than faded symbols, because you don't know which channel is this button. So possibly we could find something for that. Yes. Covered that. Oh yes, user presses the button. Usually when you have a lot of buttons, buttons are small. So you press more once, remote control goes kablooey or something like that. So we have to pay attention not to put too many buttons on the remote control,
yeah.
And possibly also the size, so more important buttons,
bigger
size.
Bigger.
So this is basically what I had in mind in that. Fade-proof symbols, locator, a sound, so clear. We should stick to existing symbols, but maybe we could do a little investigation to see whether some symbols need to be replaced by others. This I pretty much covered. So what we want to go to is not this one, but more, less buttons, easy, some bigger buttons. So that's basically what I had in mind. This is not the final design, this
no,
is just the general
sure.
idea of how I'd like to see basically the general idea. So that was it.
So we agree on the part that we need to get something on the other remote to find it somewhere.
Yeah, it's a really good idea. Yeah.
Durability of the thing. So another aspect we'll just see if we came up with what's possible for that budget.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. No. Okay.
Okay. The method. There are a few questions that need to be answered. You already talked about it a little bit. Which buttons are wanted? Is our remote control universal or should it be programmable? If it should be programmable, then we need something like a mode that you can switch it.
because then the buttons have to send out a different signal than they would normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And how big is the remote control going to be? I'll tell you why that's important to me. There are a lot of technical parts in the remote control, so that's why I also like to say go a little bit easy on the designs. I heard you're talking about beeps and about video screens, but the material inside and the technical aspects are quite complex already.
Mm-hmm.
So keep in mind everything that you keep think of, it has to be built. So it's that's not as easy as it might look like. Material study, I'm working on that for the costs. I have to check out how far I can go with that. Normally a circuit board is made of fiberglass and the wires are made of copper. That is how it is done, and all remote controls work that way. I think we can just go on with that. Then I've read more integration of materials means less cost for production. The more we can make at once, in one piece, that is cheaper.
Integrate them all into the circuit board.
Exactly.
Okay.
So if we make a circuit board with the connections already on it, then that's cheaper.
Yeah.
So we have
okay.
to
exactly.
make something that's not too difficult in design again. Like this is what it looks like if you press one button. So this is not the entire thing. You have the power coming in, and you have like a switch. The switch, if you press it, then some electrical charge goes into the processor that thinks of a Morse code. That's how you should see it. The Morse code goes to the amplifier, then the signal is sent to two light bulbs. You have infrared and an a light and indication light that you know that it's functioning. Here again, that's my story about the different modes. If you want to make the mode universal, then the processor has to make up a different Morse code when some button is pressed. That makes it much more complex, so we really need to have a look, do we want that or not. I don't have any personal preferences so far, except for the materials to be used, light.
Okay.
That's
it? Yeah.
Okay, like this, the screen.
So I got some new information on the project specifications are changing a little. Like you said, TEDx is not very popular anymore because the internet, that people don't use TEDx anymore, or hardly, so we can either, well, I don't think we should remove the button because there are all those people who are using it,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think it should be very, should be one of the big buttons, for example. Just put it somewhere or under a second option or whatever. It's not important anymore. We're targeting young people now because our this is a new product, and with this new product we want to appeal to younger people, which are younger people we define under 40. So I think it's also good with the fashion and everything. So
yeah, and they want to pay for it. And
they want to pay for it. People are willing to spend money actually to buy a remote that they like. They like the way it looks, the way it functions, so they're actually going to spend money on it.
With more technical specifications.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
of course, we're going to see how far we can go with that anyway. So,
yeah.
And one thing that should be important is that the corporate color and slogan are recognizable, which is apparently black and yellow, but I'm not sure if we, I think we should keep the logo in mind, because with colors you can have a lot of fashionable colors and everything on it, which suits everybody's taste. So with that concept I started thinking, so why not just steal Nokia's idea and just make changeable colors for your, I mean, those cost hardly anything, I think, and people could even spend extra money on buying a cover, so I have an entire new remote control that they like to see. Or we can, for example, we can make a different, a basic design and sell the cover separately, for example. That's just a little marketing idea that could be applied, so we can, it appeals to really everyone. So you don't have to, I think you don't have to make entire remote controls to make a basic one and manufacture the cover separately. So that was my idea on what we could do to appeal this product to everyone. So just not sure if you came up with anything in the meantime after making the presentation,
mm-hmm.
which you want to share.
No, I think this is a good idea.
Okay.
But with
manageable.
Yeah.
Is it easy?
With an LCD screen, we can.
Oh yeah, I think we should lose the LCD screen.
Why?
I think
no,
it's huge. I think the LCD screen is huge. It can consumes batteries like hell. I think it takes up a lot of power.
It costs too much to
power a block.
So okay,
what we could do, what could be possible is maybe not an LCD screen with a preview. I'm not sure if it's even possible, but for example, our little TV guide. Like you have a little, just a text only, not a color, just a little text thing so you can use your remote as a TV guide. I'm not sure if it's even possible. I
have to check
it
out.
Maybe
you could. Yeah, find a little compromise in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I think the beep is very simple thing to implement. Just make a button on your TV and just hit the button and beep somewhere.
Yeah.
I think it's easy to implement. It should go to
the
where else should you put it?
Okay, but that rules out a universal remote control.
Yeah, but how are you going to use that if your, I mean, if your remote control is lost? How are you going to press? Where are you going to press the button?
Maybe you just slap on sticker with a button, which sends out a
slap on sticker. Oh, you mean like a separate thing you can attach to your TV?
Yeah,
yeah, that could be possible. Little box. Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
I'd like to know now if we want a universal or not, because that's
I think it's universal.
I
think we should go for universal because apparently we're a separate company making separate remote controls to sell to diverse people. I think universal remote controls would be possible.
Okay.
Everyone wants to buy them, so.
Yeah, I think we're targeting everyone.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. That's not what
it means. Okay, universal's good. Speech recognition, I think it's very hard because we're selling across multiple countries.
Yeah.
Implementing speech recognition is such a small
one
apparatus, it's very hard to do.
Or when you say one, two,
I don't see Arabian people speaking one or two or whatever.
Besides that, the technology isn't really super yet, so that is a problem.
Not mature technology, I think it takes a lot of memory and everything.
It's a good idea, but it's just no, I don't think the market's right for that yet.
I don't think it should be implemented into remote control yet.
Yeah.
What else do we have? We should look into the materials that are a little durable, so the symbols won't fade. Maybe a little harder plastic, or especially maybe you're gonna have to do all the buttons, but especially the ones that are the popular buttons. So those always fade first.
I think that's the most important thing that we have. Yeah.
Let's see.
If we make more control with changeable covers, then we can also make a cover for every language area. That's
for example.
Especially for older people, that they can read.
Well,
we're not
targeting older people. Remember that. Everything we target is under 40, so
okay.
You assume that they read correctly. And I think that the most important thing about young people is that they're really sensitive to trends that are passing through the world. So.
But should the exchangeable covers include the buttons themselves, or?
No, for now I think it's just something you put over them.
Okay.
That's not even a bad idea. I mean, for example, if you're into the durability issue, you could, for example, if your buttons are faded after, I mean, if you make a durable remote, they are faded, you can just buy a new cover. I'm not sure it's hard to make. So that's a bad idea.
The buttons are like a Nokia telephone on a one sleeve, so you don't have to change your whole cover.
One piece of rubber. For example.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Something we have to look into. Either change both the buttons and the cover, or just the cover. I'm not sure which is easier. Anyway, yeah. This is what we're going to do after lunch break and more individual work after that. So let's see where we can. So you have to come up with the components concept. If we're going to do those covers and everything, what people really want, that's what we need to know in this phase, because that's going to be the essential final design we're going to come up with.
Mm-hmm.
I think user interface is fairly obvious. It should be very intuitive. Yeah, it should speak for itself. For example, I bought a remote control last week with an MTV. It was like old buttons, and you have no idea what it does at first. And I'm not a total TV noob, anyway. So I think it should have less or very little buttons, and maybe a second level menu for the advanced things. Or maybe just stick them under a menu, like you said, the sound options and the surround or whatever. They're more complicated. Just stick them under one menu and give it a
put it in a software piece of your menu and select everything you want to just set on your TV.
Is it technically possible to send a signal to the television and then pop up a menu, because we're working with different types of televisions, so we're going to work
that
with
that? That is true.
I don't think so.
No, that's true.
I don't think so. Because the television needs to respond to
So basically we...
I'm not sure if it's impossible, but there's a chance it's not. So.
Or we could use a double-sided for less used functions.
A double-sided remote control?
Yeah.
I think that's useful.
For the cover. It's basically an idea to overcome these issues.
Yeah, but then you're going to have a lot of wasted buttons. For example, you have a Sony TV, the half of the buttons won't function if you have a... Or a Sony
no,
that
but basic functions, functions which are not frequently used.
I think we should, yeah.
Universal remote control, we're going to have most buttons on it, so...
I'm not sure, yeah, for you have to make a little decision between the part of what a universal remote control that should do, what people usually do with their TVs, not the very complicated settings that you can usually do that with, either the old remote control if they really hate that thing, but you cannot take into consideration all the different brands of TVs. I think there is a standard, for example, between them. Because usually the menu button is usable between different brands, especially the big ones, the big brands. So. I have a universal remote control and can use the menu button, so I think I'm not sure if you can put some research into that, if it's possible. I think just the navigation is very basic.
Mm-hmm. I think there must be a way to invoke more complicated functions on the television. For instance, if your old remote control is broken and you buy ours, then you should be able to get everything out of the television that's in it.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
true.
But
okay, so we need to put some research into that if we can open the menu. I think it's possible.
Okay.
The way it has to. Yeah, then you can do everything, I suppose, because usually the TVs have that inside, so they're built as a solid, so it's okay.
I think that our remote control should not look like any other. For instance, Sony makes all the remote controls exactly the same
mm-hmm.
for all the devices, and you always grab the wrong one, because the format of the buttons is exactly the same, or the labels.
I think it should be a little distinct from everything else, because
exactly.
it's
mm.
either it's both general, maybe the shape can be a little different. Maybe it's a little more curved or whatever.
Yeah. And with different colors.
I'll put some on paper and present the next slide.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
exactly. Not sure. So we had 40 minutes, I'm not sure how much time we have left for the meeting.
I heard a beep.
Yeah, but it wasn't me. It was in
yeah.
or something. So, anyway, yeah, we could do some work out on the design for the job. I mean, what do you want to do? On a triangle.
Yeah, but we'd like some curves or.
Maybe we need something like this. With a little smooth inside. So you have the transmitter here, for example.
Yeah.
See that you would be handy. I think that the button should be, the channel button should
and
be
light,
on their own.
Oh, we get the general idea.
Yeah. Another one here. Let's see what. I think these are always on top of the control, so this should be here.
Yeah, and since you're holding it like this, I suggest you put
it's
the
like
channel
going
up, channel down.
Yeah,
so you have the up channel. The volume, do we want that horizontal or vertical?
Take triangles or?
Well, that's fine.
This is basically what people are accustomed to, so.
Maybe we should make them.
Yeah, no, it's just a general idea.
Genuine.
Maybe the menu button can go
in the middle.
In the middle.
Usually not there.
Perhaps you should also make something like a flash on it if it's lost for people that are deaf. They won't
hear
anything. Yeah, but for example, if it's lost in your armchair,
you won't be able to find it.
And flash takes up a lot of batteries again.
Yeah, that's true, but it's only going to do so when you press a button that is lost.
Yeah.
We could make a combination that it goes beep and that you get some...
Oh,
flash
you might for deaf people, for example. So we could do that.
Just
to
lightly enjoy.
So we have the basic channel we've got here, the power button.
Yeah, that's
somewhere
true.
Over here.
should be central. You shouldn't be, you shouldn't press it by accident, but it shouldn't be stepped away somewhere.
I usually press it on top, because that's what I'm accustomed to.
Yeah.
No, 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 I
guess it's gonna work.
I'm not sure it's possible.
What would you like to do?
Yeah, so maybe we should do buttons at them.
And you're reading from the, you always read from the top to the bottom.
Top to bottom, yeah,
yeah.
Sure, you should.
It's
I think the power button should be on top.
Yeah.
That's the first thing to do. Turn it on. So power button on top.
Okay, mute button.
Maybe
is that somewhere here?
I think it should be at the bottom
is
somewhere.
Is that used often?
Sorry?
The mute button.
Mute.
You can turn it on.
No, it's
I'm pretty much accustomed to it right over here.
Oh.
At least in general. But
I don't think it's important.
It's not
that
important.
I think it should be
Or with the volume selection.
No. Yeah, people are just
around, not at top, but around the volume selection.
Yeah.
I don't know where exactly, but
take this out. Are going to take triangles anyway, I'm drawing triangles. So.
Pretty much what people are accustomed to.
Yeah, it's amazing to be here, that's what I think. So anyway, I think this should be channels. And
what?
Well, I'm accustomed to
no.
the channels
yeah.
being
here, okay.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, should be channel.
Right.
Okay, put this to channel.
Shall we also look if it's possible to make a rechargeable
remote?
That you don't have to
yeah.
find
well, that is, it's on one part it's a good thing to recharge it. Maybe we should, what could be possible is one with rechargeable batteries, for example. You have to just put pen light batteries that are rechargeable.
But that's
because
all
isn't that expensive in
it's
the
very
pack?
Annoying. I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure if it's expensive, but just take a look at it again. It might be a very good idea, because if it's useful to have it rechargeable,
yes.
but at the same time, if you don't want to recharge, if you forgot to recharge it, and you want to watch TV now, you want to be able to put different batteries in to use it now, and not in half an hour.
Okay, and you could make a device, but I'm not sure how that is possible with the cost, that you can put in normal batteries, rechargeable, but
I think I have a nice idea.
The remote also can act as a recharger, so then you can choose at every decision. You know what I mean?
Not
you can put in normal pen lights, rechargeable pen lights,
mm-hmm.
but they can also be recharged with the remote.
Yeah. I think it's a pretty good idea to have like sort of maybe the base station that you put on the TV could be flat, insert your remote into it.
But I think that would cost a lot. A normal
sure.
wire would be better, like a PDA, a handheld. You can just put it in the electricity and it charges itself.
Well, we were talking about the fact that we wanted to insert either a beep or a flash. Into the thing with a little separate signaler. So you can put that on the TV, for example. It could be very flat, it could be very small. It's a very small, yeah, I'm going big now though. So you can put your remote on flat, for example. And at the back side of your remote, you have just a little hole. For example, you just put it on for charges, for example. I don't think it's
but again,
expensive.
Isn't that too expensive? Because that means
I'm not
that
sure
we
it
have to
implement
rechargeable batteries.
That's
station.
That's what you buy yourself.
We want to try to find that out. I'm not sure if there's information.
It's just an idea.
Use.
If you find out if it's possible.
And do
possible.
People actually want that?
Yeah, they
pay
want to
extra.
Pay for it.
They want,
they
but
want
they
to pay
want
for
rechargeable.
Rechargeable.
Not sure. You should find out if it's rechargeable.
There was not asked. Yes.
Yeah.
These are comfort issues,
but
so I think people will pay. They wanted to pay for comfort.
They want to pay for comfort, which is we could either make a separate station which just sends the signal. The remote control to either beep or flash
yes.
to find it. And yeah, we have to either that or make it integrated with the docking station.
I think this is very important. I would buy it myself.
I think it would be good. I like the beep part. So,
I like the covers. That's a great idea.
Can we save
covers
this? Or
is good. Yes, save this. Save. You can say at the end. Your thing, so. Okay. So what do we have here? Yeah, I think you have to do a lot of work on if it's possible for the cost.
I hope if I have information about that.
Maybe
I'm gonna
maybe find out what people are willing to pay. We are going for 24 euros sales price, but just
try to find out what they're willing to pay for,
yeah,
because
yeah,
if they're willing to pay more, we could lose a little profit and maybe attract more customers, and we just have to see what it looks like.
I would like to make a decision about what it costs and what kind of materials. If we can choose what we want.
Yeah,
to
do you have some financial information?
Exactly.
That'd be nice.
Could you post some other essentials of what people want so that I can work with some buttons where to put it?
Yeah.
You seem to have information on that. I'd like to see some of it.
Was it not possible to send emails around the office?
No, it wasn't.
No, so
that was possible now. So that's something
yeah.
I'm not sure that you're allowed to share.
My computer crashed, so
I'm not sure. I'm
not
sure. Station,
but I have the.
Well, I have your PowerPoint presentation. I can get some
information
after
that. Yeah, I have the homepage of our internet. Here's my.
I include the new one.
Oh, where would we?
Here's my marketing report. Maybe you can look at that.
Where would we want the telecast button? Because we decided that it's not that important.
Can we make it somewhere over here? Yeah, just increase the load.
And what people want?
Maybe this is something for the next meeting.
I draw some
designs.
I have another thing.
Just keep in mind that the important button should be on top.
Yeah.
And you can make so
well, we have
less
decided more or less the
more
basic structure. I can put the other buttons.
Just play a little with this. Shift a little up or down. We'll see what looks best.
What did you want?
Or
yeah.
Just post your designs from time to time on the product share.
What I already said is that the remote controls are always lost, but it's also for people, they want to learn it fast, not they want to...
Yeah, so we don't want to, we want very little buttons, just the buttons you use a lot.
It's easy to learn.
Yeah, it should cover all the functions, so possibly just an idea that
we have functions of what people do, so people change channels, they change the volume and they change channels, they turn TV off and on. Example, that's the basic thing, that's what you do. I'm not sure if we present that again, but those are the basic functions that people use it for, so those should be very well represented.
Yeah, but we could go a step further because some TVs have the possibility to adjust brightness, that kind of menus.
That's true, but that's what we stick under the menu button. Everything is
usually
needed to be configured under the menu.
But because we're making
because it needs to be configured in a country.
Yeah, but
if it isn't, then we cannot reach it.
We need to adjust to the
most modern TVs have it in their menu.
True. Isn't there a possibility to do research in that? I know that for sure. If
and
we root our functions, then and that gets known, then people are not going to buy it. Then the consumer bond or something says you cannot do this and that.
We'll see what we can go on with.
Another thing I want to say is that we are looking at the market for age younger than 40.
Yes.
On my report, I didn't show it in my presentation because my computer crashed. They want to pay for an LCD screen and a speech recognition. So,
did I really say it like that?
Yeah.
Those two things.
Yeah.
Did I realize how much that costs? That's
yeah.
How I know.
Well, we're not going to be able to sell it for 25 then. With an LCD screen.
That's even if you have this,
if
also
do it,
then we cannot do it for that price.
Okay, so we're not focusing on this. Well, the interesting feature is not really the LCD. I mean, would you pay for a speech recognition remote control? Sure.
So, we can.
Speech recognition is.
We can look at the possibilities for an LCD.
Yeah, just look
at
the possibilities.
Yeah.
Because if apparently it's what people want.
How much it will cost?
A serious remote. Maybe it's not even that expensive. Or find a compromise, maybe just black and white. For some extra information.
I doubt it.
But I really need finance information.
Me too.
We all do.
We all do.
I think it's something we should put into consideration. Apparently it's what people want. So we should see what it costs if possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should do a little thing about the design because it looks boring. Even if you put a different cover on it, it looks
different
looks
colors
boring, so.
Maybe.
Have a design.
Oh.
This is like
I have no clue. Well, just do something that would fit into your hand easily.
Something like this. Make it kind of futuristic.
Oh, I realize if we make it small, then it needs to be a little thicker.
Sorry?
If we make it smaller, that's why, then we need to make it a little thicker, because I have to put all the electronics
in. Yeah, we have to just keep in mind it shouldn't be too heavy. Maybe we can stick it in there, I think.
So
well, even if in the worst case, you can give me the pen back.
Yeah, sure.
So let's say we people would want an LCD thing. Let's take a basic design again of what we came up with. Let's make it a little bigger now. Let's say we have an LCD screen. If you want an LCD screen, so then we should probably put it here. It doesn't have to be really big, but it has to be there. I think it's a good place for people doing.
If you're reading from top to bottom, I think it's better to put it on the top.
It's not the most important function. It's just an extra thing. You press the buttons on top with your fingers on top.
If you are going to put an LCD on it, I think it's very important to use it because use it.
How can you use an LCD screen?
But nay, the function of it. So you can use it to maximum because it's a lot. It costs a lot.
So yeah, why?
Now it's pretty much tucked away in your hand.
If you press a button, you can see it. Right? I'm not sure. I'm trying to imagine myself what it would look like.
I personally would prefer it on top.
You would prefer it on top. So we have two screens. Should be on top. But then you would have to stack away your equipment somewhere else.
It's expensive to build. So.
About the LCD thing.
Yeah.
Well, if it's possible, if it's not too expensive, we should include it. It's cool.
You just try to make out if it's possible. If it is possible, we should really do it. But we need information. Also, keep in mind again, the LCD screen is very flat, but it needs transistors, resistors, I don't know what more, and that needs space. So I have to go with that.
Yeah.
So basically, what we have to decide now is what goes on top. Do we put the volume control at the channel control here, or do we put it on? Would we like to press it in the middle?
Maybe something that has it on the bottom, maybe in a circle, for example, like in this example. I think this is not good, but we could make circular buttons, for example, for up and down.
We do agree
making
that
a circle
we
on it.
To keep this at the center, because it's basically the most important.
I think the channel button should be in the center.
Yeah.
The channel button should be stick together, for example, here in this section.
Well, that would make them quite small.
We're not sure
maybe
about the size,
put them
right,
here.
Just in general design.
Yes, a big remote control is probably not something which people would have.
Let's see.
If we have a space issue, we can also lose one battery. It is rechargeable, so we can stick with one.
I think if we even use an LCD screen, we need two.
Definitely. Yeah, but if we need two batteries and an LCD screen, that means a space.
Yeah, well, that's we'll see what the size is. LCD doesn't have to be
small.
Be very big.
No, but the things behind it. Things space.
Things meeting now.
So would we like this or would we like the?
We have to decide what people want. Either this one, this could be the luxurious one. So we have channel buttons here. I'm just drawing something. This would look cool. You could have it, for example, small buttons here for some extra functions. There's your basic functions here, which you, like we decided before, programs up and down. And volume here.
And then what about the speech recognition?
You could just, I'm not sure if you could do that, but
you
can put a microphone
or
in
or an LCD or in a speech. I think LCD is better.
Just do the research about what it costs and what it takes for space.
Yeah.
Well, let's move for now.
One more thing I'd say. Let's give this a name and not like some thank you, serial number that no one understands. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So you have to think about it there?
That's kind of thing.